Good afternoon. Welcome to Center Stage. I'm your host, Carrie Hines. The wait is over, y'all. For all of us that's been looking for love in all the wrong places, can't find it, and don't know why, the wait is over. Relationship coach Big Boom, a.k.a. Boomerang, is in the building. He's speaker, entrepreneur, bodyguard to comedian Steve Harvey, and self-proclaimed relationship expert. He has authored 2 books. If you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs. And how to duck a sucker. Welcome to the stage, Big Boom. How you doing?
What's up, darling?
Oh, it's all good. Listen, Boom, we got an hour to jump in here and just really go in hard. There are so many questions that I got to ask you. I don't know if an hour is enough. So I'm just going to jump right in. Per your own admission, you have been with over 300 women, and you're currently in your 3rd marriage. What makes you a relationship expert?
Plenty of practice.
Plenty of practice.
Yep,
okay. In terms of plenty of practice, doesn't that say, though, that you failed at it that many times, not just necessarily practice, that you've just actually been failing at it, the reason that you've had so many?
Well, you got to understand one thing. One small piece of the puzzle you're missing. I wasn't trying to keep 300.
Okay.
I tried to keep, the one I have now. I'm just trying to keep those. My first one, I didn't know what I was doing, my first wife. Then my second wife, I married the wrong woman. Found that out in 7 months, got a divorce. But the one I have now, I ask God to bless me with a wife I can live with, can't live without.
Ooh.
And that's 2 important major things you got to realize what I said. Live with. Most people living with somebody now. But when you put in there, can't live without, when you can't live without something, you pay more attention to trying to keep it.
Well, no, that's true. Well, let me ask you this. I understand that you are an ex-pimp, player, and a hustler?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. So you do have some experience. Okay. Let me ask you this. Looking at your book titles, if you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs, and how to duck a sucker, it seems like your titles, your book titles, are actually out there for shock value. Is that to get the reader just to pick up the book and then you know the meat of the book is in there and that's going to hold their attention?
I talked to T.D. Jakes. He told me it's 2 things sell a book, the title and the person who wrote it. So if you're not famous enough to people know you, you have to have a reason for them to look over at that title.
Okay. So that was marketing.
Yes.
Okay. I can go with that. Let me ask you this. After reading both books, it seems like closure was like book A, and How to Duck a Sucker was really like part 2 of closure. Is that correct?
It's correct. I didn't know women need that much help. I thought I was finished with the first book. And then I figured out, well, these women are really in trouble. I thought I better tell them things that I thought I should have told them after I finished with the first one.
Oh, okay. So you got so many questions and requests that you realized that there was still more to tell.
Well, you know what? I thought women was going to beat me up. I was just going to sneak and write that first one because I told God I would do it.
Ooh.
You know, that's my way of getting out of pimping and doing women wrong. I thought if I put the book out, I'd be held responsible
uh-huh.
to act right. So after I found out women embraced me instead of trying to beat me, then I was like, well, let me give them some more. Because I went from a womanizer to a woman advisor.
Ooh, love that. You know, speaking of that, you went from ex-pimp, someone who abused women, to being called the bodyguard of hearts, a women's hearts or something
hearts.
Like that,
yes.
And the gentle giant. So how did you do that transformation? How did that come about?
Well, see, in the pimp world, you know one thing, and it's the same in the dope world. There's no retirement plan in pimping. And I didn't want to be with a pair of orange shoes on and a raggedy Cadillac with someone with a wig thrown on her head. And we all doing bad now, me, the car, and her.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then let's talk a little bit about the book closure. So tell us, why do men cheat?
Why do they cheat?
Yeah. Why do they cheat?
Because we can, and it's fun, and we got plenty of fools to do it with.
okay. So you said it's partly the woman's fault the man cheats.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, y'all. Well, listen, y'all, I don't want to take all my questions first, so I'm going to give y'all a chance to weigh in on this. You can call at 347-850-8390 and speak to Boomerang yourself. That's 347-850-8390, and get a chance to weigh in yourself and talk to Boomerang and ask him any question that you may have about relationships. Boomerang, I still got more questions. How does a woman know when she has a good man?
Well, see, it's nothing he can say. It's everything he do.
Ooh.
See, the problem with women these days, most of them is desperate for a man.
Oh.
And so when you're desperate, you take desperate measures.
So now we desperate?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, we desperate and what?
When you're desperate, you take desperate measures. See, anytime you go out looking for a man, that's desperation.
Okay.
Because if you listen to what God tells you, you got to let a man come looking for you. That way you know, then you pick out what he wants you for.
Mm.
See, if you come looking for us, we know what you want us for.
Ooh. Okay. And I can believe that. I believe that. Let me ask you this. So what questions can a woman ask to know, ask of a man to know if she's got a prince or a frog? Is there questions that she can kind of just ask and know that if he answers it a certain way, then he's not Mr. Right?
Well, the questions is not to find out if you have Mr. Right or not.
Mm-hmm.
The questions is let Mr. Right or Wrong know that you don't play, so he have to treat you right.
Ooh. Okay, so we have to demand respect going in.
Come on now.
Okay.
See, you teach people how to treat you.
Mm. Okay. But see, you know what? Sometimes, though, people can be deceiving, though.
Well, you see, you're the trick to all this, ladies. And I shouldn't tell you this.
Tell us, please. Please.
Because it's really against the man's rules of the whole organization.
Okay. You want to give up the player cards.
But I'm not in that. I'm not in that club no more.
Okay.
But I'm in the I'm in the happily married club.
Ooh, love that. Love that.
So all I'm gonna tell you is, when you go into a relationship, you let the. They say the man is the leader, right?
Right.
So how are you trying to beat him loving?
Ooh. Okay.
You let him love, and then you follow his love.
Oh. Okay. So you're saying that we jump in too hard, too fast.
See what happened is I'm starting to show you my love. Now you run past me and you start juggling balls, washing the car, changing the diaper, cooking. I'm going to work. And you start, and then I'll be like, okay, she do all that. I don't even have to show her mine then.
Oh. And so then you start to withdraw and just let her lead.
Come on, I let you go on and empty out, and I just keep mine on hold.
That's not right. But, you know, and I believe that happens. That's not necessarily right. But, see, you wouldn't be Mr. Right, though, if you did that, right?
No, you wouldn't be.
Okay.
Because, you know what, if a man's a leader, you got to lead the household, and you got to lead it with God and love.
God and love. Okay, got to lead with God and love. Okay, tell me this. How do you know when a man is lying? How does a woman know that?
Well, you never know when he's lying. Once again, you got to teach him. If I catch you lying, it's going to be hell to pay.
Ooh.
See, the problem is with women, you want to cry. And the more you cry, the less you have to pee. Crying don't do nothing for you.
Mm.
Crying don't do a doggone thing. In the morning, when you finish crying, don't you still have the same problem?
Still got the same problem.
Okay, so what are you wasting your tears for?
Okay. And that makes sense. But see, sometimes, you know, you're crying because you've been fooled. You know, a lot of times a married man has sucked you in and made you think he was fooled, but he wasn't. So speaking of married men, how do we know if a man is married?
Well, it seems like you should cry when a man trying to talk to you because you're getting sucked in the beginning, but you're not looking at the right things to understand. You know, women have that little thing that God give you to know when something's going on. You don't even pay attention to it because you're like, girl, he got good hat, he got the muscles, and ooh, he had the suit on, girl, that car he got in, and he just seemed so nice, and he bought us all drinks. See, all that put you to sleep on what your mind is really telling you.
Mm. Uh-huh. Okay, so that intuition thing, that radar that we have that
it's
says...
It's real.
Yeah, okay.
It's real. You have to use it. Why do you think he gave it to you?
Oh, okay. Okay, y'all, you know what? Okay, folks are raising their hands, and I'm sure they're anticipating, like, well, okay, when is she going to let me in? Okay, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to go to 608-554. You're on the line with Boomerang.
Man, what's going on? How you doing, Miss Carrie? This is your boy, D-Ray.
Well, hey, D-Ray, how you doing?
Now, D-Ray, you ain't going to try to bash me because I'm telling the truth.
Get in, D-Ray.
Hey, man, you know, I tell it real, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, man, you know, it's like survival, baby.
Okay, well, you feeling me then.
Already, man. I just hopped on, but, you know, I had to tone in to the Miss Carrie show.
Well, let me ask you something, brother. Am I telling the truth already or what?
Man, you telling the truth, brother. You know, you do your thing, man.
So you agree with everything that Boomerang has said?
Already.
Really? Okay. Okay. Like, look, you heard it here first. They agree with him. Well, you know what? I'm going to move on to the next caller and see if they agree with what Boomerang is saying. Okay, I'm going to 217-819.
How you doing, Miss Carrie?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right today.
Yeah, the guy's calling in. Listen, you agree with what Boomerang is saying?
I agree with him 100%. You know, said you said that. How you gonna try to send out love the man and said that's his job?
Oh.
And then you know it's like, hey, it's up in the air. He feel like I'm saying you don't really need him. So.
Yeah. And
really?
See, let me tell you something, Miss Carrie. Let me explain this to you while the brother on the line.
Okay.
Will co-sign this.
Okay.
Y'all always want to lead everything, do all and act like you independent woman, and I don't need no man. Okay, a man want to have a woman that need him. That's why our strength, that's what we put our best foot forward. When the woman need us, we give it all up. But when you independent woman don't need us, then what are we giving it up for?
Uh-huh.
We take it now. Instead of giving, we take. Uh-huh. Am I right, brother?
Okay.
You saying you're right.
Oh, you're
exactly.
Really? Okay. So y'all said basically it's all our fault.
I'm saying it's all y'all fault. You know what I'm saying? Just in those situations where, you know what I'm saying, you got to let a man be a man. You know, you take his job away from him, he feels less than a man, so he's going out searching for somebody that needs him. You say a woman came from real. You know what I'm saying? That's what we supposed to be, protector. So I'm saying if you take our job as a protector away, I'm saying as that leader, then I'm saying where that leaves us. We out there searching for that person that needs us.
Okay, y'all, I guess I'm just going to represent for the women. Ladies, if y'all don't raise y'all hand by pressing 1, I'm going to represent for all of us. Okay, I'm moving on to the next caller, 901-497. You're on the line. Welcome to Center Stage. Welcome
Hello.
To Center Stage.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You got a question for Boomerang.
Well, I just want to comment, like, the stuff he was saying.
Okay.
Now, he is so right, because, you know, a lot of times someone want to take charge. But we are strong women, some of us, but we need somebody to be there with us.
Mm.
A lot of times we don't get that.
Okay.
I know I don't. It's like I get men that I meet, and they think that because I'm strong, they can do and say anything to me.
Mm.
And that's not possible. But I do have a mean streak in me. But I will be as nice as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And I will need you to be with me, not waiting on me to do everything.
Okay, so you would be in that category that they call independent woman. So, Boomerang, why are men threatened by independent women?
Well, because y'all don't need us once again.
Mm.
But I do. I just don't have anybody to be with me.
You all up under the car chain. I chain my own off. I can get my own ties. I can protect myself. I don't need no man for nothing. You okay? You don't need us for nothing but sex. Well, we just come over there and have sex then. I mean, we get on out.
Now come on,
oh,
now.
No,
I mean,
that's
so
not me. No,
girl,
no.
Girl, do not let him get away
there. No, I need you to be there with me, but it's like when I'm waiting on you to get up there and get doing what you need
yeah.
to do, you sit
you know
there and wait on me to come up with the pocketbook.
You know what happened? You didn't pick
What's
the
that?
Wrong man.
Oh, okay, so she's got the wrong, that's the wrong man.
That ain't your man.
Okay, that ain't the man. Okay.
Oh, no, I already know that.
Well, we figured that out sooner or later.
Hey, but this is what I want women to do.
What do you want women
to do? Find out that ain't your man before you try to have sex with him and make him your man.
Oh, find out that first.
Yeah, you find out. See, the problem with women, how long should you wait before you have sex with a man? I might say, well, if you go by the Bible, you already know what that says. Mm-hmm. But let me give you, just being a man, let me say 6 to 9 months. Oh, I ain't waiting that long. Oh, no. Okay, so what do you want?
So a real man will wait 6 to 9 months.
Well, let me put it this way. So many men will wait for you while they do something else, but at least he ain't doing it to you. Then when he find out you what he want, he'll let the rest of that go and go on and deal with you.
Oh, so now, wait a minute. Now you didn't open another. Wait now. You didn't open another can of worms. So you mean I can let him be with me and another woman at the same time, but as long as I'm not giving him the sex, it's okay that I let him be with somebody else, she can give it to him.
You're not letting him. He's doing it without you knowing it.
Okay. So I would think that if I found out about that, that would be grounds for a termination.
Yes, it would.
Okay.
But
I agree with you.
It wouldn't be if y'all hadn't made a commitment that we're going to be true to each other. If you say, well, let's just see what happens. Okay, I'm seeing what's happening over here and seeing what's happening over here. And I'm going to see what's happening with whichever one I want in the end.
See, but that sounds like that you feel that men have this they just got this way that they can just have as many women as they want until they decide who they really want. That just doesn't seem fair to us, does it? We're going to be loyal and good and true to him, but he can just...
But that's your choice. See, who's saying ain't nobody going out your garage door or your back door while you wait and see what he is? See, that's up to you.
But see, that just sounds flaky right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're basically saying that I'm supposed to be knowing when I find Mr. Right because he's going to do the right things, but at the same time, you just said that he's going to probably, if I'm not giving it to him, go get it from somewhere else.
I'm just saying this. A commitment is a hard thing to do because, say you're 20 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you might live a long time, and you asking a 20-year-old man that really just got out there and got his little self together to just have you and nobody else for the next 60 years? Come on now. That's 60 years alone. You don't even know if you can do that. So that's why I'm asking people, if you get married, to wait till you get 35, 30s, you know, live a little life. You know, you can't hold on this until we for 60 years.
But see, I think the average good woman, and I think there's a lot of good women out there, that we really just, if we knew we had a good man, he wouldn't have to worry about us cheating. You know what I'm saying? We would do everything we were supposed to do. So it just sounds like if we put ourselves out there like that, we're still not guaranteed that we're going to not get burned because he's going to be out there still getting it from somebody else on the side.
Where do we get our guarantee at?
But, I mean, doesn't a relationship begin with trust?
Yes, it do.
Okay, so.
See, guess what, though? Can you trust somebody in 3 weeks after you had sex with him? I asked a young lady the other day, I said, is it still in the Bible that you're not supposed to have sex until you get married? She said, yeah. Ooh, they don't take nothing out of the Bible. I said, show it to me. She flipped a couple of pages and found it. And I said, how you can find it for me in 30 seconds? And you couldn't find it last night when that man was sitting on the edge of his head for him.
Oh, now you did not.
Yes, I did. And she said, that ain't right.
But see, if I was just for all women, and I know that's a hard thing to do, but since it's just me and 901 on the line, I'm going to speak for all women, and I'm going to say that women have needs just like men have needs. And so it doesn't make a woman a bad woman if she chooses to have sex early in the relationship. But at the same time, if she decides, okay, sex is not the route I want, this is the man I want, I'm going to be true, it looks like to me that she should be able to find a man that will give her that same commitment. And what it seems like you're saying is that's probably not going to happen.
Well, the first mistake you're saying is find a man.
Okay. Oh, okay.
First mistake. Make you finding a man is your first mistake.
Okay.
That's
true.
See, this is...
I like what he's saying. He's telling the truth.
Okay.
Let me speak for all the brothers right now.
That represent.
All you women talking about it's hard to find a good man. It's hard to find a good woman.
okay.
See, once two people looking for the same thing find each other, then you might have somebody trying to do the same thing. But the problem is, you go to the club trying to find a man that's all dressed up and the life of the party, he ain't ready to come in yet. But you want him to come in. You trying to, you can't make nobody do nothing. When I'm going to tell you the best thing I ever done in my life. I'm in love with my wife 8 years, and pray to God I keep her till I die.
All right, then.
Now, listen to what I done. I picked a woman that I would have never picked before. I like strip girls, prostitute girls, fast girls, and I picked a corporate woman.
No, you didn't.
I would have never picked her. So what I done, I stepped out of my zone of what I'm always used to getting or looking for and decided to try something I would have never tried. And it's the best thing I ever tried in my life. So I'm telling you, quit looking for tall, dark, handsome with the car and the house, and maybe you try short, black, and stump, you know.
Okay. So
good job.
So we ought to stop getting what's pleasing to the eye and message get what's good for us, somebody who's going to love us and treat us right.
Let me put it this way. I shut down a meeting the other night. I had 3,000 women in the room,
ooh,
and they got to talking crazy and about it ain't no good men. I said, let me ask you women one question. If it ain't no good men around here, men don't want to act right, where did the blind lady get her man from?
Oh, and their answer was?
I'm talking about the man pushing the wheelchair. You don't even need that little cane stick because he's baby, watch your step. Step over here. Let me get you something to eat. Big, strong man, nice looking guy. You know what? You know how she got that good man?
How?
Because she didn't judge the way he looked. She judged the way he treated her and the way he took care of her. And that's what you got to go for.
Okay. 901, thank you for that call. I'm going to pick up 570-257. You're on the line with Boomerang.
Oh, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You got some questions for Boomerang. He says he can take any relationship question you can throw at him.
Well, you know what? I hear you, Boomerang, because I do a relationship conference, too, and I was listening to a lot of things that you're saying. You hit dead point right in the bullseye when you said, well, you have two people looking for the same thing. Carrie, one of the things that make my hair stand on end is when I'm talking to the sisters and they're talking about the men and the men being faithful, and they're telling me what they do and what the man don't know, you don't know won't hurt them. And it comes down to, and it's just a human thing. It's not only women, but you find that men get a lot of the name calling for being dogs and not being able to be trusted. But you find that same behavior with women, and then the women, the same women that are doing this, want to know why they can't find a man to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be, and it is hard for me to come to this to be able to speak about this because I'm a woman, you know. So I'm not trying to hate on sisters or anyone, but the bottom line is that it first starts with being honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want a man.
You're trying to say it's some dogs in them streets, but it's some kitty cats out there, too.
You know, look, dogs come in male and female.
Oh,
okay.
They come in, and when we address it from that way, one of the things, my conference, Boomerang and Carrie, is called A Talk with the Person in the Mirror. See, that's where it begins. You want a relationship, but you don't even have an honest relationship with yourself.
Okay.
My grandmother taught me a couple of things about women. She said, women have red flags, too.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I never thought to look for a red flag on a woman because I was too busy looking at her jeans fitting. So.
Absolutely, and that's why women get over.
My grandmother said, no matter how fine a woman gets, it's a man tired of them somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. And it comes back to before you try to find a mate, you want to find a mate. You want to find someone to love you.
Right.
You have to first love yourself right. And if you're loving yourself right, you're going to love the other person right. Because what you won't put up for yourself, you're not going to lie to yourself. You're not going to tell a lie. You're not going to deceive yourself, so you're not going to deceive anyone else. And
need to run when you get a man and you think this is the one. First of all, you go to your job and you call him and say, baby, I had a flat this morning.
Oh.
And then let him say, hold on, okay, what time you go to lunch? What I'm going to do, I'm going to call AAA, have them get your car. I'm going to bring you my car, and I go pick your car. Meet
that's
you.
Right.
Not
that's
where
right.
Your brother at. You think somebody got an air pump on your job? Go to the store, get some fix-a-flat. That's the man you don't want.
Ladies, did y'all hear that? Repeat that again.
Mm-hmm. But it begins with you as a person, because a man is not going to invest in you that way if you're not worth investing in. That's like, who's going to take their money and throw it away to the wind?
Well,
and a man's going to invest in a
Before you have sex with a man, make him angry.
Oh. Now, why would we do that, Bill Moran? But why would we do that?
Because, you know, you have sex with a man and make him mad, he might strangle you. He might slap you. Ooh. But if you make him angry before you let him have some, then he might walk away. You can get out of it easy. It's hard to get away from a man that you had sex with because he's yours now.
Okay.
Is Chris on the show today? Because I found out about the show through Chris. Is he here?
No, he's not on the air today, no.
Oh, okay.
But thank you for calling 570. We appreciate it. We're moving
to 810. My pleasure,
Boomerang. 654, you're on the line with Boomerang. Good evening. Welcome to Center Stage.
Hello, Carrie. This is Bill Thompson.
Hey, Bill Thompson, how are you? Are you listening in on the show and hearing these things Boomerang is saying?
I am listening in on the show. Mr. Boomerang's got it going on from a lot of different angles. I'll say I'm rather impressed at many things that he's saying. Of course, some things I wouldn't necessarily aspire to, and I have my own personal reasons for that, of course.
Okay.
Mainly being spiritual or biblical. You know, I have my own reasons for that, but a lot of things that he's saying is really, really, really seriously practical, and it makes a lot of sense. One of the problems that I see, Mr. Boomerang, is that most people don't pay attention to communication. They don't pay attention to the rules of communication, and they don't communicate from the beginning, which I think is what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm.
If people will communicate from the jump, matter of fact, you got to start communication before you slip off clothes and hit a bed. That's going to kill it. That's going to kill it right off.
Let me tell you what happened, brother. You made a good point. See, what happened to a woman is they so busy trying to beat you talking when you're trying to communicate with them, they don't hear a doggone thing you say. You can slip in, I'm married. They won't even hear that.
And
I'm trying to tell you now, brother, am I lying to you?
Not always. No, you're not.
Okay.
They don't want to hear that.
Why?
Sometimes they don't want to hear that. They don't care about that. Because most women want a real commitment.
When a man talking, let him talk it out. Say, what? You lying. You didn't do that. Yes, I did. I'm telling you something else. Let him run on out there and tell all about himself, because that's how you learn about him. Quit saying, I got something better than that. When I was five, see, you talk too much.
So stop telling him everything about too early on. Listen and let him tell you about
him. Let him tell all of it. Let me tell you
that sounds good, but that doesn't always work. That's not going to always be a reality. Because you know how we brothers are, not we brothers, but you know how brothers are. They hide and lie, you know, and create a farce just to get them panties, you know, just to get that sister to strip off her clothes.
Listen, you can listen and find out some pieces that don't fit together if you listen close enough.
That's
a fact. Let me tell you something else. Brother, listen to this right here. You're so busy finding out what's a man's 5-year, 10-year plan. You better be trying to find out what happened to him when he's 5, 10 years old, because that's what put the starch in him to start his beginning of this relationship thing. Was you beat? Was you abused? Did your father raise you? Was your one-parent home? All that's important of the man you're talking to, because you get to know something. Oh, that's why he's crazy. Oh, that's why he don't know this. That's why he don't know that.
Hmm.
Yep. All of us want to be men, but our daddies wasn't at the house, or somebody raises different. Plenty of things can happen when you're young to make you the fool you is today.
I see. Okay, I can go with that. Well, then, you know what? I'm going to say this. I agree with most of what you're saying, but it seems like you're saying most of the blame is women. It really does sound like you're really pointing the finger at us and saying.
I truly say that. You know why I can say it?
Why?
Because you're the one letting me in your door and in your bed.
Okay.
Whose fault? Who you want me to blame it on?
That I can accept. If we let you in too early, then whatever we get, we bring on ourselves.
Well, now, would you agree with that?
Okay, I can agree with that assessment. Thank you, 817. I'm going to pick up 757-735. You're on the line with Boomerang.
What's up,
757, you're on the line. Hi.
Oh, man. Man from North VA.
Okay. Say hi to my guest, Boomerang.
What's up,
Big Boom?
What's up, Big Boom? This broke man. I want to know how you find the sophisticated girls around the whole area, because I've been searching high and low for different girls and stuff, but I cannot find them. I've been searching the church. I've been getting my numbers to girls in church and at Matt Downs'
stuff. I don't mean church girls. That don't mean they're what you want. Say, man, the best thing to do to find you a good woman is be their friend first and let them be their self. And you just like, girl, you crazy. They'll tell it on themselves. Shoot, I'll be running game on these fools. You know, you'd be like, okay, not her. You know, just be friends with them at first. See, quit trying to go in them and let's date. Can I have a chance? You know, all that old school stuff. And be a friend, dog. Go to the movies, show, be laughing, talking. Let her talk on the phone to other guys. You get to hear her talk. You get to hear something about the way she treats me. You know? We're trying to go in so fast. Stand back a little bit.
So both sides should really be listening closely and observing the other before jumping in the bed.
Only fools rush in.
Okay, fools rush in. Okay. Because we have a lot of men killing women and women killing men today, so you think it's really because they didn't get to know each other a lot of time first.
Well, see, listen, the reason I wrote if you want closure in your relationship, start with your legs, is because when I meet you, you have something that I want. And after I get what I want, I have something that you want to keep getting. And that's when the problem starts, because I really don't want it no more, because I got what I came for.
Ooh, ouch.
But if you make me invest in you before I get it, I might say, wow, man, I love this girl. Ain't even done nothing with her.
Okay.
The other just be icing on the cake.
Okay. So we need to get the heart before we give up any of our goods. We want to know that the man cares about us and loves us before we give him any of the other stuff.
Let him show it instead of say it.
Okay.
If I own a Mercedes dealership and I let you come in there and ride off with a $125,000 car and you pay me $1,500 a month with nothing down, you miss two payments, I say I'm going to come get it. It's in the driveway. I don't care. Come get it. Mm-hmm. Now, let me make you put down $10,000, $1,500 a month. You miss two payments. I say I'm going to come get it. You're going to call your daddy, your brother, everybody you know to try to get that payment, because now you're finna lose something you invested in, the $10,000. So why not let a man invest in you before you give him all that you really got, your leverage? That's all you got is your body, the leverage. That's your leverage.
This is true. Thank you, 75. Listen, if anybody else would like to call in and weigh in with Boomerangs, the number is 347-850-8390. I still got questions for the second book, Duck a Sucker. How to Duck a Sucker.
Yeah.
Tell me this. Yeah. You said in the book, you talked about women introducing their children to their men. When is it an appropriate time to have your new boyfriend meet your children?
Before sex, and when you think he might be the one to keep around, you just say, hey, we meet some friends at the park or whatever, at Wendy's, hamburger place, anywhere where they get to say, oh, them your kids?
Mm.
The ones over there knocking all the cups over on the table?
Mm-hmm.
So give us a chance, see if we won't be bothered with them kids.
Oh,
you know?
So you're saying just in an open environment, not necessarily at the home, but just in the park or the zoo or something like that, and don't
you don't have to call him y'all's uncle.
Okay. All right, Monique, you're wrong for that. Okay, and I agree.
Come on.
A lot of times women do introduce them too soon. The first date, they get a chance to meet the children.
Come on.
Yeah.
So you got to let us see if we want to be bothered with them little bad kids,
mm-hmm,
or them little good kids, you know.
In the book, you said bad kids can ruin a relationship. What you mean by that?
Because don't no man want to be taking care of no woman, and I got to take care of these little bad kids, too. Hey, get your kids in line, so when you find a good man, everything will be lined up. Clean your house up, because if you don't keep your apartment clean, you ain't going to keep my mansion clean when I put you in.
So let me ask you this. So if a woman thinks she's got a good man and let's just say she got some bad kids, you can't ask her to choose between the man and the bad kids. So what is she supposed to do?
Who can't choose, the man or the woman?
The woman can't choose. You don't want her to have to choose. She sees he's a good man, but at the same time she's got these little rascals at the house. What is she going to do to not run him off with the situation she got at the house, but she knows he's a good guy?
You better get them kids in line. I'm not bringing that foolishness up in my house. go.
But I mean, she may not know how. And if she is a good woman, you're not going to just run off because.
Hey, you know how many good women out here
oh.
that got their kids under control? You're not bringing them little gangbangers in my house.
Oh.
Now they're driving by shooting my house up.
No. Oh. So you mean if you thought she was a good woman who just had a bad set of kids, you wouldn't get over there and try to help her raise those kids?
Hey, if I can talk to the kids and they say, yes, sir, you're right, man. I understand what you're trying to say. I'm sorry. That's different. But you say, man, you don't tell me nothing. I've got my gap. You know, all of you ain't but 12 talking about your gap. I ain't got time for that.
Hmm.
I can start making this money. I don't want to die.
Okay. So let me ask you this. A lot of women, a lot of women will be in relationships, and they'll try to make the man the father figure or, like, the, you know, I don't know how you want to put it. They'll take the man and bring him in and give him an authoritative role over their kids. Sometimes I think too soon. Is that a bad thing, or is that just her trying to see if he's going to work out?
Well, here the thing is, you should never put a man over your kids that's not taking care of your household and that you thinking about having your life, spending the rest of your life with.
Mm.
Because now you mess the kids up. See, nobody never asks the kids what they want. If you're the man come to your house, the dog growling, the kids throwing stuff at him, don't want him around, then maybe they see something in him that you don't.
Ooh. So sometimes trust the kids' instincts about that man.
Come on now. You got to take it slow. When you got kids, it ain't just you. You can't just run in there to get your needs. And you in there, and they hear the all night long, you in there hollering, screaming, then you wake up the next day, tell your daughter, don't let me catch you having sex with nobody. It's bad for you. Well, it sounds like it was bad for you.
So you.
I'm just saying.
I'm just going to go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
Women have to be careful. Your daughters is watching you. They want to wear your lipstick. They want to wear your dress. They want to wear your shoes. Make sure they don't wear your broken heart and your pain, which is easy for them to wear because look like you smiling with it on.
Ooh. And see, and I can get that. So you're saying, well, then let me ask you this question then. When women are bringing men home, they really, in my opinion, sometimes have sex and let the children see what's going on, and then they'll see this man come into the house and another man a couple weeks later. What kind of impression do you think that gives the children when they see that?
Well, they want to be just like you, so you let me know.
Ooh. Okay. Because a lot of times women, I think we're, you know, we don't have babysitters a lot of times because of the economy. And so when they have needs that they want to have met, they may bring him home, you know, at 10 o'clock and think the kids are asleep. Is that necessarily a bad thing because she has needs that she wants met and she brings him home?
Why he can't meet it in a luxury hotel?
Well, maybe she didn't have a baby.
What?
If she doesn't have a babysitter.
Okay, I'll pay for a babysitter if I can have time with my woman that I care about.
Oh, so it's all about the man.
It's all about the man.
Okay.
But see, you so busy trying to get yours, you trying to work your way around it. Well, can you watch them to 12, then they'll be asleep, and I ought to be home by 2. Now, the police over your house because one of your kids then opened the door and ran out there to the neighbors and seen you ain't back. Now, you in penitentiary for leave your kids with a whole other family because you left them there trying to get a man.
And see, but you know what? It's a lot of lonely women out there. What would you say to the lonely women? Okay, she's by herself. She hasn't found Mr. Right. You know, and she's getting later in life. What is she supposed to do?
By yourself ain't as bad as you think it is.
Ooh.
See, that's time for you to find yourself.
Okay.
Find yourself before you find yourself with someone else. And then that's God time.
Oh, that's God time. Okay.
That's God time. That's an excellent time to share with God when you're by yourself.
Okay. So she's by herself, and she hasn't found Mr. Right. She should just stay at home and pray, and then what?
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather wait for Mr. Right, or would you rather have 10 wrongs?
Oh, I know. Absolutely. I'd rather wait for Mr. Right, not have the 10 wrongs. But it's easier said than done, isn't it? Because if you're single and everybody else, you know, you got all these holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, you got Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve. Those are very lonely days for women. And so what would you say she does when she's spending all those days by herself and everybody else seems to have somebody?
Go somewhere and feed the homeless. Go somewhere and help somebody ain't got nobody to visit. this is old lady next door to you and see if you cook, bring some turkey and dress into her house. And it ain't always got to be about no man. See, the problem is your man crazy.
Oh, your man is crazy, okay?
You man crazy. All you think about is a man because your girlfriend telling you how fun she had last night and he have a friend. Now you want to meet him.
But see, that's peer pressure, though. I mean, there's a lot of peer pressure out there to have
somebody.
You put
the pressure on yourself. You put the pressure on yourself by what you think you need and deserve in your life.
Well, let me ask you this. Me and my girlfriend often discuss the fact that, you know, her mother told her one time, she said, it's better to have a piece of man than no man. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but you can have a piece of man that don't have no piece.
Oh, this is very true.
This will make me mad. Women turn, there's a lot of good brothers out here. I talk to them all the time. But y'all want the ballers, the man with the good car. What about the garbage man that just got a regular house and a regular car and a big heart to share with somebody but can't find nobody to share it with? What happened to him? Why it got to be the ballers get all the women, then they don't want you and throw you back in like you're a fish?
Well, you know what? You alluded to earlier that we're not supposed to find him. He's supposed to find us. So why is that good man not finding us?
He picked the trash up every day. He'd be waving at you. You shut the windows because what he waving at me for? Garbage man, come waving at me. Now, you let somebody drive by down the road, wrong, wave at, hey.
Well, I mean, what are we supposed to do when he waves? I mean, if we wave back, then what? I mean,
how you doing?
Who's supposed to make the first move?
Man always supposed to make the first move. Because guess what? When I was in the club, a woman make the first move on her, I'm going to make a quick move to the bedroom.
Oh, wee. But that's not necessarily right. I mean, why would you just assume that she was someone?
I'm saying this. If you over there smiling and waving at me, I'm gonna try to get you in the bedroom way quicker than I would if I tried to come over there and be nice to you.
Okay. I'm gonna go back to the phone lines. I don't know if I'm agreeing 100% with Boomerang. He looks like he's blaming it all on the women. I'm gonna go to 662-342. You on the line with Boomerang?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, darling. All right.
Hi, I do agree with some of the things that you're saying, because I have had my mother tell me the same thing about to get a piece of man, and I'm not looking for that. I'm like you. I'm waiting on the Lord to send me a man, because what I've been meeting, they haven't been that good. So I'm waiting.
Well,
I have to wait.
Yeah. This would make me mad about women. When they meet a good man, he's too nice. He's just too nice. I want a rough neck. You want a rough neck, but you end up with a broke neck.
Oh, I'm not looking for a rough neck or a broke neck, either one.
Listen to me. What you don't understand about a rough neck, that's what he do. At some point, he going to be rough on you.
Oh.
You pick up a snake and rub him, at some point, he going to bite you because that's what snakes do.
And I have a question. You know, we're talking about women and all their kids and trying to get with a man. What about when you meet a man and got a whole bunch of kids? And I don't have kids, so I'm not trying to get with no man who's got a whole bunch of kids and a whole bunch of women.
How old are they?
I don't want any of them because I don't have any kids.
Listen to me, though. If the kids is 19 or 20, it's time for them to go. You can have a single life anyway. But if you got a 2 or 3 year old kid and you don't like kids, that won't work no way.
Well, I didn't say I didn't like them. I just don't have any. Thank you.
Listen to this here. You can be the best person in the world. If you're not good for what I want you for, you ain't no good to me.
Now, wait a minute, explain that. If you're not what?
If you're not good for what I need you for, you're not no good to me. Let's say you need an electrician at your house.
Right.
But your cousin's a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good plumber.
Mm-hmm.
But you need an electrician.
Okay.
So the plumber ain't going to do you no good.
Oh.
You meet a man that's all this, but he's in the penitentiary. If he get out, I know he's going to be a good man. He ain't no good to you.
Oh,
no.
Not
but
saying
if,
the men in the pen ain't no good men because it's just brothers in there that made a mistake. But how long do we have to pay for his mistake? Will you marry a man that got 30 years in the penitentiary, be writing him for 30 years? What good is that?
Well, you know what? I hear women say all the time that they pray for a husband, and they'll say that they are very specific when they pray. Do you agree with that?
They need to get rid of the list and let God write the list.
Oh,
yes, that's true. I believe that.
He knows what you need. See, God knows exactly what you need.
Oh,
yes. He'll answer your prayer, but you got your list so long, it's taking him a while to find all that.
So you're saying throw that list out the window and ask God to give you what you need.
Yes, come on, I believe that. I do believe that.
All I ask God for is to bless me with a wife I can live with and can't live without. Now, God already know what I love. He gave me a sexy woman, corporate, dressed nice, carry herself well, smart, everything I need, and able to put up with a fool that's been in the streets all his life.
So that corporate woman was able to tame the player and the hustler.
No. See, you got me wrong.
Okay.
The hustler was able to change himself by asking God to remove all this from his body to get him ready for the wife that I deserve.
Now, man, did y'all hear that? You prayed and asked God to change you.
Me? See, if I change for her, when she make me mad, I'm going to change back.
But if you change yourself.
I done went and done all this for you, and you don't appreciate it, I'm going back to the street. But if I do all this for God, he gonna appreciate it. I don't have to go back.
Okay, so you're saying, is it ever an appropriate time for a woman to lead in the relationship, or is it always the man is supposed to lead?
Lead? Well, a woman going to lead something what women think.
Mm-hmm.
Like a man really do look for a woman to pay the bills, take care of certain things in the household. So really, we just going to get the money to take care of our family.
Mm-hmm.
A woman going to want to go on vacation. Woman, you know, just things that women do. See, I didn't know. See, I'm going to have to tell you this.
Tell me.
I messed over so many women because I didn't know a woman's worth. I thought y'all were just worth going to bed, going by there, getting something to eat, getting money from you, because that's all y'all was letting me do. Y'all wasn't complaining when I was doing it.
Let me ask you this. You're like, at least 40-ish or 50, right?
I'm 55.
55. When did you change? From
I
zero to what?
Ten,
you were a
about
husband?
About 10 years ago.
Just 10 years ago. Wow. And so were you just going about your life and then said, wait a minute, I need to change, or did something happen? What was the catalyst that said, okay, it's time to do something different?
Well, the problem is, When men change, a lot of times it's because we got high blood pressure, diabetes, colon cancer, sugar. So a lot of times we change because we're getting sick.
Okay.
You know?
So then you know you need a good woman who's going to be there with you through sickness and health, all the good and the bad.
See, look here. We know women are nurturers.
True.
But when we get old and try to settle down, we turn y'all into nurses.
Okay. Then let me ask you this, because, and I'm just gonna go here just because I'm just curious. I've always heard the cliche, you cannot turn a hoe, excuse my expression, y'all, into a housewife. It sounds like you were out there with a bunch of loose women for a lot of years. Is there any truth to that?
Well, you see, I didn't marry one.
Okay.
God, but guess what? God can change everybody's soul. I was a hoe.
Ooh.
Because I was out there with 300 women. What that make me?
Yeah. And that's true. A lot of times that word is just used to speak of women, but you're right, it's men that should hold that same title.
Yes, ma'am. And guess what? It's some women been married their whole entire life that turn into hoes later.
That'll turn what?
In the holes later on.
Ooh.
When they feel like they're being misused and stuff.
Okay. So let me ask you before we, because our hour is swiftly coming to a close, y'all. So, Boomerang, tell me this. If a woman is serious, I mean, she doesn't have to be late 30s. She can just be in her early 20s and just is really out there trying to figure out, how do I find it? What am I doing wrong? Why am I keep coming up with all these frogs? What is it that she should be doing? Is there a certain way she should be dressing? Is there a certain kind of makeup she needs to be wearing? What is she needing to be doing?
Well, I think a woman needs to go into diva mode and just try to be the best woman she can be for herself, not for a man and her kids. Because we see, trust me, it's a man looking at you right now. And let me tell you what else you can mess yourself up with.
What?
You can have a man just to kick it around with till you find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that man, and now I thought you was better than that. But now I look down on you for messing with him because I thought you was better than that. I'm like, oh, no, man. I thought she had more class than that. She messing with Roy?
See, but then, you know, you sitting over in the shadows judging, but you too shy to come out and speak to me. So how fair is that?
Well, I'm watching you right now. You more than I think I deserve, so I'm scared to come up to you because you're a lot for me. I'm not used to coming up to a woman with all that you have going on and saying something too.
Well, whose fault is that, though?
It's my fault for being insecure, but sooner or later, I'm going to muster my strength up to come over there and say something to you. But what you can't, God can't bless you with the man you want when you just messing with one that you just going to kick around with.
Okay, then let me ask you this. I'm looking for a man. It's 2010. I'm looking. 2010 passes, nothing happens. I go to 2011, 2012, and I'm still single. What is she supposed to be doing? I mean, you're saying that don't go have sex with Roy, but she still has needs and desires just like everybody else. So what is she supposed to do?
Didn't it tell you in the Bible you shouldn't have sex till you get married? Why is she going around that?
So she should just abstain.
Well, let me ask you something. You want to be a millionaire next year. It don't happen next year. You just going to stop quick wanting to be a millionaire, or are you going to keep trying to stride toward it to be a millionaire? I mean, I'm just saying. Quit take the sex out of it.
It just seems like your spin on life is the woman is supposed to be, and don't get me wrong, I'm agreeing with you from a biblical standpoint, but from just a day-to-day standpoint, the way most women look at it, that's not that easy. I mean, it's not that easy to be the person who, like I said, you know, is spending all those holidays by herself, and you're saying just go to church, read your Bible, and keep praying, and eventually he will come. That seems like is what your solution
to. Well, I know that ain't going to happen, so I'm just telling women this. At least, if you're going to try to date somebody, do the Santa Claus thing. Check your list.
Okay.
Check it twice.
Oh.
Make sure he's not in life. Now, what you're going for is campaign love. See, what men do now, we campaign love. We tell you, if you elect me president, I'm going to change the taxes. I'm going to get health care. I'm going to do all these things. Then you get me in office, I don't have to do a doggone thing. But guess what? I'm in there for 4 years now, at least. See, that's campaign love. Make the promises. You choose me. I get what I want. It's over with.
Okay. You know, Boomer, and I can hear all that you're saying. I just don't know that women are going to leave our conversation.
Not. Sure they're not. Sure they're not, because we didn't change the whole face of this thing. Sure they're not going to do it. But I'm just telling you, be careful. I'm telling you, ask more questions. I'm telling you to protect yourself if you are going to have relations with a man. I'm just telling you all this. And I'm telling you that everyone is watching you, and you can make some fatal mistakes. Sex kill.
So let me tell you, let's tell our audience this. If they were to pick up the book, If You Want Closure in Your Relationship, Start With Your Legs, what would you say the basis of that book is?
It's everything. It's all the tricks that men pull on you trying to get you in their bed.
Okay.
So you read the rules, and then you at least know what they're trying to do.
Okay.
It's up to you if you do it or not. But you cannot say I didn't tell you if you read that book, because I tell you all of them.
So all of those tricks are in Closure?
All of it.
Okay. So then if they were to pick up the book, How to Duck a Suck, what are they going to expect to find in there?
It tells you things that I forgot to tell you in Closure.
Oh, okay.
It tell you things that women say, I wish you would have told me this. I wish you would have said this in the book. I wish you would have said that in the book.
Okay.
It tells you that stuff. I say, okay, let me go back in, because evidently I didn't tell them everything.
Okay,
but
so
I got a new one out right now that I'm writing.
Okay, you're writing a new book. And what is the title of the new book?
I just finished it, and I hadn't published it yet. But the title of the new one is I'm telling women about themselves in this one.
Oh, so now you're going to expose the women and what our problems are.
Well, I'm telling you this in the book. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. Like your mama used to tell you before she whooped you. But I got to tell you the truth of some things you're doing wrong that make men react and treat you the way they do. So I'm calling this book Recycle Your Relationship or Go Green and Stop Wasting Your Energy.
Okay, I'm sorry. Wait. Repeat that again.
Recycle Your Relationship. Recycling is about using something that you already have.
Absolutely.
So I'm telling you, sometimes you think it's over, but it's not. You just got to find another way to use that love. And I'm telling you this, if the man don't want you after you try another way to use it, I'm telling you to go green. Go green is about saving energy, and it's wasting energy wanting somebody that don't want you back.
Okay, so how do we know when we're in a relationship and the man really don't want us? How do we know?
The writing is on the wall.
The right. So, you know. So you're saying a woman will know that she just pretended that she doesn't know.
You know you're trying to fix it to make it happen, but you can't make a man want you if you don't.
So ain't enough good.
If he don't want you, don't want him back.
Oh. So you mean we can't do enough good cooking, we can't clean the house good enough, the sex can't be great enough. If they don't want us, they just don't want us.
Let me break this down to you in a simple term. This whole relationship thing is about a feeling that a person gives you when you're with them. I don't care if she's fat, ugly. I don't care if she's skinny and bony. I don't care if she's just right. It's a feeling that you give me that I can't wait to get to you.
Oh, ladies, did y'all hear that? So it's not what she can give him. It's how she makes him feel.
It's how you make me feel. Baby,
ooh.
How was your day? It ain't even, you can cook. You can say how was it, you rub my feet. Sometimes I can't stand you touching me. I just came over for sex. But sometimes it's a woman that you meet or a man. You ever met a man, every time you see him, you smile when you get nervous because you finna see him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's how you know when it's right.
That's when it's right in your heart. Now, all you got to do is one thing after that. Find out is it right in his heart, too.
Mm-hmm. And how do you do that?
By the way he treats you. Like the blind lady. The blind lady just going by the way he treat me, the way he makes sure I got all I need, even though I can't move around and take care of myself like I should. The blind lady know it.
So let me ask you this. So that old cliche, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, that's not true.
The way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
Right.
That's just going to make his stomach bigger.
Oh, okay.
Ain't got nothing to do with his heart.
So that ain't going to make him love you.
There's so many restaurants and stuff around there now, I can get something to eat anywhere.
See?
But I can't get that feeling that you give me. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand.
Okay. So it's just that feeling, and nothing can take away from that feeling.
Nothing can take away from the feeling. It's the same feeling you have for God.
Okay.
If you love Jesus.
Okay, Boomerang, we got less than 5 minutes for you to sum it up for these folks. All these folks trying to find somebody and can't find them. What do they need to do, Boomerang?
Hey, trust in God, believe in yourself, a man like a confident woman. You dragging your feet around because your feet hurt. You tired, dragging around. Don't nobody want no broke down person.
Oh, wait.
I want that woman with that confidence over there that got her high heel shoes on, got her head up right, taking care of business, looking good, keeping her car clean. I don't care if the car's 30 years old. ain't no cuffs. Baby diapers in the back of it. I'm telling you, we want a person with confidence.
I believe.
Don't you know a person on your job with confidence? You'd be like, you come in there smiling every day. You just got that vibe about you.
Okay, Boomerang.
I'm already broke down. I don't need no broke down woman to go with it.
I feel you, Boomerang. You know what? Let's tell them the projects that you got coming up. You have a reality show coming up.
I got a reality show coming up. They're trying to get me to be a judge of love, where you come in my courtroom and I just judge you on your relationships and love, trying to make y'all get back together and leave it alone.
Ooh.
So they're pitching that show to some networks next month, and we just see which one of them bite. I hope VH1 get it or whatever.
Okay, y'all, Boomerang, that's it. Boomerang has told us, now listen, if we don't listen, it's on us, but he has given us the rules to the game. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being our guest today. And, y'all, we're going to end it right there. See you next time on the next edition of Center Stage.
Thank you, Doctor.